We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Today, we're reacting to some media availability from Chris Ballard and from our first-round pick, Lyle Tuvalu. But before we get into that, just want to say this episode is presented by Prize Picks. Be sure to go to the Prize Picks app today and use the code BTJ for a $100 deposit match when you sign up. But guys, we're going to go ahead and hop into this. The Indianapolis Colts had Ballard on last night. We didn't really get a chance. It was so late last night. We didn't really want to react to it. But we're going to react to this, and then we'll also react to some Lyle Tuvalu as well before we get into that. But let's go ahead and hop in here with the Chris Ballard presser here.
On offensive players, I mean, the quarterbacks, you know, six quarterbacks going off. I don't know. Is that all time? Is that the most ever? Yeah, it was interesting. But no, excited about who we got. Latu, really a great kid. I know the medical is going to be a question, but like our doctor said, he just played two full years with it and had 22 and a half sacks. So we think we got the best defensive player in the draft. I mean, I thought we got a little lucky, you know, on it. There was really, we thought really four or five really elite players, and he was one of them. So we felt fortunate to get him.
What do you feel like makes him the best defensive player in this draft?
I mean, he's a natural rusher, and he's a, I'd say he's a three-way rusher where he can, he's got a great long arm down the middle, and he's got a great feel of when to counter inside, and he can win on the edge. So he's kind of got all of it. But he's a really talented guy. Gives us another. I think our defensive front is the best since we've been here. It's excellent. It's excellent. And I'm really excited about it.
Thought one of the four or five best players in the entire draft.
And we thought in the elite area. Yeah, we did.
So again, that gives you the understanding of what Chris Ballard feels about Lyle Tuvalu, saying one of the four or five best players in this entire draft. That's what they are talking about with Latu right now. So, I mean, and for a team that didn't really talk much through the process with him, I mean, to feel that strongly about him, it tells you what they really think about him for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, they had their pick of any defensive player essentially. And Latu, I mean, it tells you a lot how they felt about him, like you mentioned, and just how productive he's been in college the last 2 years and how productive he still can be as well. So, yeah, definitely great to see that they feel like he's an elite player and definitely the best defensive player, obviously, here in this draft. So,
best defensive player in the draft, you literally had your choice of all of them.
Yeah,
When you consider positions, players, all that, what was that conversation like?
Russia.
Just takes precedent.
Yeah, Russia. Yeah.
You guys put a lot of emphasis on character. What does the Lott Trophy Award mean in this sense?
Yeah, there's certain. Look, he's a, you know, our two Matt Turpinning and Chris McGaha did a tremendous job on the characters. And then plus, we have a good relationship with Chip. And so we had a lot of inside information on who he was. A lot of times we don't, like the ones we know, we visit with him at the combine. And so guys we know, he fits what we stand for in every way. There's some guys you bring in to dig on. He was one we had a really good feel for after the combine. Thought we needed to get more information, and the character was really strong.
Well, you said the doctor said he played 2 years with
hypertension. Yeah. Now,
what are the questions you asked for them?
I had a ton. You can imagine. I asked a ton of questions. Anytime you have any kind of neck injury, if you don't remember Gathers, Clayton went, through it, and it wasn't as bad as Clayton's. But asked a ton of questions, career length, what's the chance of it happening again? We asked a ton of questions on it.
Yeah, Derek, this is why it's so interesting to me. And this is why we've made that even the point of you not think the Colts spent hours, and I mean hours and days on this.
Yeah.
Asking all the questions about him, right? And so that makes me just think nobody who dislikes this pick is a medical professional at all. He has been cleared. It's been very obvious that he has been cleared. It's not something the Colts feel like it's going to be long term. And that is the biggest question mark. And so I guess for me, Derek, that's when I feel a lot better knowing that the Colts have done their research, have done their homework. They've asked the right questions. And Ballard even said it. And hopefully this makes fans feel better, is he had concerns immediately.
Yeah.
But the Colts had concerns. So obviously they dug into it. They asked as many questions as possible to get their answer. And I'm like, the Colts aren't a team that just picks players regardless of the medical. The medical is a big part of their process, yes. Right? And so for me, I look at that and I say, look, I'm going to trust the Indianapolis Colts, Chris Ballard, not just them, but the medical professionals, the people within the NFL circles who have done their research and have looked at this and said, yes, that was scary. Yes, that's something that, a couple of years ago, if this happened, and the Colts wouldn't be taking him because there's a lot more questions here. But he's played two full years of high football. Right on that, and it hasn't been an issue since then, and it's not going to be an issue moving forward. So that makes me a lot more comfortable, and it's great to hear Ballard even say, I understand the concerns. I understand why people will have pushback, right? But I also get that we've done our homework on this kid, and we feel like that is something that we have not medically red flagged, and so we can move forward with that. And that's a big deal coming from Indy.
And if he would have thought for even a shadow of a doubt that he actually thought Latu's neck was going to be a huge issue moving forward, they probably wouldn't have picked him.
No,
they would have went with Dallas Turner or any other edge for that matter. Or they probably would have went a different player. They might have traded back. Who knows? But they felt that strongly about it. And he even mentioned it. It wasn't as bad as Clayton Gethers' neck was when he was coming out, and look at what Clayton Gethers did later on in his career. Clayton Gethers played a long time, still had virtually no issues until the end of his career. So, it's one of those things where, again, you have to take it with a grain of salt. Again, this is a guy that played for two full seasons of college football and did not once miss a game because of that sort of injury. So if it was an issue of, if we would have saw the situation where Latu was going to be done because he had that injury this last year, I totally understand the drawback. But again, this injury happened over happened 4 years ago, guys. The surgery happened, and he has played rugby and college football at a high level for 3 years. I think that the medical is the least of the concerns right now. I think, honestly, for me, I'm not even really worried about the medical right now. I get it. Yeah. Some people can be. I'm not worried about it, though, because I look over it and I say, if it hasn't happened in 3 years, I don't think that it's really going to end up being a problem.
And there's no sign he didn't deal with it after. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, it's not like he missed multiple games because of the neck or anything like that. Like, he played and he was durable, right? And that hasn't been an issue since then. So, yes, obviously you can't just ignore the medically retired stuff. No, you can't ignore that. No question in my mind. But also, I mean, the fact that he's played, you know, like 2 years and then rugby on top of that has had no issues. And people who have looked at him and looked at his medical history say he's good, the neck's good. You know, like, I guess for me, it's like, well, I feel all right about that. And honestly, Derek, I do wonder, like, were there teams that still looked at it and said it's still like a weird thing or more just wanted to focus on offense?
Yeah.
And in any other year, if that wasn't even a thing on people's radar, could he have gone top five? Like, legitimately could have. Like,
I mean, it obviously came with the territory. I wouldn't look too much into that one because, you know, again, six quarterbacks went in the top 12, three wide receivers, three offensive linemen, a tight end. I mean, there was so much offense that was in that draft. I mean, it's pretty insane. But let's keep listening to Ballard here.
Normally, it seems like you really talk to guys, whether combine, apparently not with him.
We visited with him a few times. Our scouts did. Yeah. Sometimes kids, like the ones that are really clean, you know, you just do your work and then you move forward. You got a good feel for who they are. The ones we have questions on, we always dig a lot harder.
At this age, you're at the official position before. A lot of times it's been, you know, you see traits. Build them into pass rusher. Is this a chance to finally get somebody who's already kind of got the pass rush piece of it?
That's good. Yeah, we think so. I mean, guy had 22.5 sacks the last 2 years, and did it on a, you know, in a good conference against good players. So yeah, I mean, I think he helps us. I mean, I think we are stable up front. It's good. We're really good up front.
Again, saying we're really good up front. Yeah, the Indianapolis Colts are definitely going to be good up front. If Latu even comes close to the potential that he is, then I said it just a little bit ago on a tweet that I think, like, after this initial shock, I mean, this is a guy that could become our number one defensive end that we've been searching for a decade.
Oh,
I mean, this could very possibly be.
He's got that potential, right? I mean, we talked about it last night. Like, people are comparing him to some of the best pass rushers in the NFL currently, right? Mm-hmm. There's comps to that. And so you already have the production. And this is something we even talked about, Derek, I think earlier this morning, right? The idea of, like, marrying the two together, right? The traits, but also the skills as well, the things that maybe the RAS score doesn't catch on top of the production as well. So absolutely no doubt Latu has that potential to be that number one guy in Indianapolis, and that's something they've been missing, like you said, for like a decade now.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
That's the one thing that I think gets lost sight in all of this is everybody's got an opinion on players and they project them exactly what they do. You don't think they got to play. You know, they got to go play. So, I mean, my watcher's got to go play. But we feel good about who he is and how he works, his talent, how he'll produce.
Well, it's a never got so many pass rushers as I agree. I think like five guys in those two spots. You know, is there any thought about that? Like how you use that rotation instead?
The good thing is when you have Dio who can kick inside, you have to think of third, you know, you have to think of rush downs too, you know, because Taekwon can go inside and shoot a 20, played all three technique for us. Dio can kick in on third down, so they got versatility. And that's, you know, that's when you have that, you have a chance to really have some really good great rushing, which we think we do. I think he's going to produce pretty quickly as a rusher. I think he knows how to rush. Now, of course, there's going to be an adjustment period, as there is with any rookie rusher. And he has a pretty polished product, you know, in terms of rushing. Of course, you're going to have to learn. Especially as the tackles are so good in our league and the protection schemes are so good. So that'll be an adjustment for him. But he's a small kid, he'll figure it out. We had some serious discussions, yes. Yeah. The big offers. So we made a push. Just didn't, you got to get two to tango, man. Nobody was moving. Now, there's some good players out there at the top of the draft. So, you know, when you're sitting there, you ask yourself, okay, is it worth moving back to 15 and missing out on? Well, if we were fortunate back in 18 when we just were able to kick three spots back and still get, you know, a premium player to quit.
So interesting point there, because that was what we were discussing, and that was one of the big tidbits of this presser, was that they asked about whether or not Chris Ballard was looking to trade up, and he did. He said that I was actually trying to trade up. There were some big offers on the table. They won't tell us how much, but I mean, if there's some big offers, then there's some big offers. But he's saying, like, again, what most fans forget, it takes two to tango. It's impossible to get a deal done if other sides are just not willing to move. And the unfortunate part of the Indianapolis Colts was that you were at 15. And you're right, you had to fall back a little bit. If you're a team trading with the Colts, you had to trade back to 15 and potentially miss out on some guys there. And Cody, for the first half of that first round, with teams not really trading up much, I mean, we were thinking about, is Denver going to trade up? Is Minnesota going to trade up? Is the Giants going to trade up? Are the Atlanta going to trade back? We saw one trade in the first 16 picks, and it was Minnesota jumping one pick. I mean, it's like, so there wasn't in a round here of teams in the front that didn't really want to move much. It makes sense why Indy wasn't able to trade up, because it didn't seem like a lot of people wanted to move.
Yeah, right. And it worked out in Indy's favor. They got the pick of the litter at defense. So yeah, it actually worked out pretty well. But it was interesting that the Colts were trying to trade up. Now, the question obviously is, Derek, what were the Colts trying to trade up for? And that does make you ask the question, a couple different questions. And I think we would all probably say wide receiver, right? They're looking for wide receiver. So they've identified that as a need. And I do think we see them in day two in some capacity, whether it is the draft, people are throwing around trades. I know there's a couple guys potentially that could be on their way out. And I thought it was interesting that San Francisco took a receiver in the first round. Mm-hmm. So like, could Indy be looking to do something like that? I know San Francisco, for like Brandon Ayuk, they want obviously that first round pick, but realistically, what are they going to get? I don't know. We'll have to see. But regardless, I think we're going to see Indy go get a weapon here today at some point in either rounds two or three, or maybe make a trade. We'll see. Not holding my breath for any of those, you know, for the trade, probably more likely, obviously, the draft will happen. But regardless, I think that was an interesting tidbit, like you mentioned, the fact that the Colts were trying to trade up. And you would think, out of all the people, I mean, the Colts aren't trading up for a tackle. They're not trading up for a quarterback. It was a wide receiver. It was probably either, you know, Neighbors or Adunze.
Probably, yeah.
And obviously, you know, the Giants took Neighbors, and they weren't going to go off of that. Certainly not back to 15. And then Chicago, you know, Adunze. I mean, that felt like it was going to happen. Like, because, you know, the whole Caleb Williams and Adunze connection they've had, you know, you've seen the stuff on social media. So it felt pretty destined to happen. And so, but I did think that was interesting that Indy was very much in the mix and wanting to trade up. There just were teams that were like, no, we want this guy. So that makes me think maybe looking forward into day two, the Colts will try to get that wide receiver that, you know, can kind of be that yak guy.
Yeah.
And there's still a lot of options on the table for them to do that. Yeah, we'll definitely
be looking at that shortly.
But yeah, that's interesting.
Yep. Last few minutes here.
Well, I mean, we were going up for a good player.
Oh, Ballard.
Yeah, they were going to let that one slide.
Yeah, he's not going to. Yeah, okay. I mean, we know.
Yeah, we know.
We'll work through that next week. But Quiddy is a really good football player. We have 8.5 sacks last year. He plays the crap out of the run. He's a great teammate. I think, you know, our philosophy, we want to keep as many of our own guys as we can. So we like Quiddy a lot.
He's solid.
He is solid.
It was on my mind. Now, did I have any idea it was going to go out at that time? You know, 14 offensive players were on the board. I couldn't. I'm not. I think I got pretty good IQ, but it's not that. I don't think I can see the future.
Was there, like, one game or games that stuck out to you where he just, like, stopped?
You can put on USC. Yeah.
Sam, watch the USC tape.
So, go to rush the passer. I mean, anytime you rush the passer, you got a guy rush the passer, you got a chance to be a, you know, a difference maker.
Daniel Hunter.
Yeah, he's basically confirming it for all of you. We tried to sign one that was 29. I mean, and we're going to be upset about a 23-year-old? Well, like, come on.
It's so funny because, like, the age has been a question, but he's a young 20. He just turned 23 in December. He turned
23 in December.
December 31st.
I don't know what the issue is, honestly. Like, would you rather have a 21-year-old would you rather have a 21-year-old college player that didn't have a ton more experience at the edge versus a guy that's a little bit – like, I understand certain positions you want youth, particularly at running back, right? That's a huge thing. Maybe at some of your skill positions. But if you honestly generally look at the defensive end position, ask yourself, is the guys that are younger – better when they come into the NFL, or is it the guys that are a little bit older? It's typically the guys that have the more years in college that do better at that position specifically, because it's a position you need to learn more in college if you want to succeed at the next level. So this whole, oh, he's 23 sort of thing is, it's just, it kind of bothers me just because it's like, it's a position where having an extra year or two of experience at that position is not a bad thing.
Right. And you're still going to get 10 plus years of production out of him. Like, you know, right. so it's not really a concern for me. No, it is a weird kind of question. Cause it's like 23 is not, it's older, but it's not that old.
Yeah. 23.
Young 23. Not, he's not going to be 24 until basically 2025.
Yeah. Basically to the end of the season. So, I mean, and that was Chris Ballard's presser from last night talking about Latu. As we said, guys, today's episode is sponsored by Prize Picks. Now, what is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Instead of
battling against thousands of other players across platforms. You're basically picking 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you're choosing more or less on those stat projections to be able to watch those winnings roll in. It's very easy. Do you guys want to play along at some of Prize Picks' favorite players like rapper Meek Mill and UFC fighter Sugar Sean O'Malley? Well, if you guys sign up today, you can find the community plays under the promos tab of the app to view the entries of some of the biggest names on the platform and be a part of that as well. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 just like that with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Like a lot of other things, guys, they also offer injury insurance, so your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So if someone exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. So it's great bounce back for that one. What I love about the app as well, guys, is it's not just sports like NBA, NHL, football and tennis and baseball and all these other things, but there's also a lot of others that go into it as well. If you like to place entries on video game situations like Call of Duty, CS2, Apex, if that's something that appeals to you, there's a wide variety of sports and video games and everything else that you can place entries on. And I love how expansive it is. Even just looking at the NBA, there's entries you can make with turnovers, with points. You can do combo deals, dunks, field goals attempted, all these different things. So there's just so many different ways to make money off of these entries. Be sure to download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, it's sponsored by Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
No, I wasn't even into getting picked up by the Colts, honestly. I didn't talk from my whole pre-draft, and then they can't hear.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Even the Colts media people.
I was pre-draft, and then that phone call came up from Indianapolis, and I'm just like, damn, my agent just told me, you know, don't worry about the next couple of picks. And then I get on, I'm a Colt.
So, yeah, it was definitely interesting. Again, we talked about that before, how, you know, like he didn't really have a whole lot of talking with them. He obviously probably spoke with them at the Senior Bowl for a little amount of time. They definitely said they talked. Chris Ballard said they talked with him at the combine. But, you know, outside of the combine, there really wasn't much else that the Colts really needed because they were that confident in what this guy was able to do.
Yeah, it's like he was such a clean player, they said, right, that they didn't feel like they needed to really have that kind of meeting with him.
Yeah.
It's more the guys that there's some concerns about, right? Uh-huh. So I just thought about that. Like a guy like Adonai Mitchell, for example, there's questions about him, right? So like guys like that, that you're like the talent's there, but character, we have to see a little bit more.
Yeah.
And there was none of that with Latu.
Yeah, not a character issue and a medical thing. I mean, you can talk to doctors about that. You don't need to ask Latu all the time about that.
We'll go to James Boyd.
This is a hot.
We'll go to.
Yeah, this is not.
This is a hot mess.
I think it was you didn't talk to him at all in the draft process, not even like at the combine, even like a short interview or whatever. I talked with him at the combine just a little bit, but I think it was informal.
Jake Arthur. Hey, Latin. So down in Mobile, I talked to you and you had mentioned it was a goal of yours to be the first edge rusher off the board. You're the first defender off the board in a pretty unprecedented draft. What does that mean to you?
I mean, it means the world to me, and I just can't wait to get in the building and just prove that.
We'll go to Kevin Bone.
Hey, Latu. How would you describe yourself as a pass rusher for those that haven't seen you play?
Yeah, I mean, so I'm someone that can be comfortable in any uncomfortable situation. That's how I look at pass rushing. I got a bunch of moves in my repertoire. I mean, I have three main moves, but I make sure that I dial down with a lot of moves because, you know, you never know what's going to come out of you come game time. I mean, that muscle memory is just going to kick in, and when you feel that uncomfortable feeling, you know, your comfortability is going to take over. That's me as a pass rusher.
And then were you primarily a defensive end, hand on the ground, 4-3?
Well, so that's the thing is there would be times I'd be like that, the three-point, then I'd be a two-point, then sometimes I get thrown in the shade, and then there's times I have to be the dropper, you know, so I was doing, you know, a lot.
Steven Holden? Hey there. Hey, congrats. Can you just kind of give us, like, the nutshell version of this, your journey the last few years? I mean, obviously, you've been through a lot. And then on top of that, obviously, we're talking about, you know, the injury situation, but then on top of that, I imagine you have been real and checked and examined backwards and forwards. What was that process like?
Coming to the combine. Yeah. I mean, just being told that, you know, you'd never be able to play football again. And that whole time really just grinding just to prove all those people that told me I wouldn't be able to play football again, that I can do it again. And I know myself, I trust in myself, and I trust in the Lord. And I know that, you know, he got a plan for me. But, I mean, throughout this whole time period, it's just a bunch of poking and prodding at the medicals and stuff like that. And, I mean, a lot of teams knew my character and stuff like that. But, I mean, the medicals, they just had to make sure they checked off. But other than that, I wasn't, you know, poked around too much. I had a really good pre-draft experience.
I like this guy already.
Yeah.
I like this guy. I am sold. There's that right there, let alone, just makes me feel so happy about it now. Again, being told you'll never be able to play football again, and then just putting my faith in God and then telling people, showing people that I can go back to doing what I love to do. I mean, what better story is that?
Yeah. Honestly. Right. Well, I think it's interesting. He said, it was not a bad, because you would think if it was a serious concern, it wouldn't be a great pre-draft process for him, because there would be teams that would be like, okay, no, you know, or they would ask these really like questions that he couldn't answer. But I think that makes me feel a little bit better even so, because it's like, okay, even teams that were interviewing him, that didn't really come up as much as maybe some people would have you believe.
Right.
You know? So yeah. That kind of made me, that was an interesting comment. Guess not.
Leonti, you had, just for detail purposes, you had neck fusion surgery.
That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. And without a better way to ask this, why wouldn't Washington clear you to play again?
Well, it was at that time it was COVID, and it was just a funky time, and the doctor, I mean, it just wasn't handled like in the right way. I didn't have any physical examinations with any doctor at that time. So really it was just an opinion of somebody's that without even, you know, looking at my physical, without giving me, you know, a test and stuff like that. So, I mean, I feel like they were just doing what, you know, they felt best. But at the same time, I feel like it wasn't really handled in the best way.
Interesting. Hmm. So it was during COVID. And so it was a opinion of a doctor who never actually did a physical or a test on him,
yeah,
that you had this surgery and that you should never play football again. That was that opinion.
Yeah.
Rather than actually testing to confirm, hey, like, this is bad enough to where you should never do this kind of thing ever again. So that if that's true, then this whole medical thing, it's almost BS. Gets BS.
Yeah.
Almost. Like, wow.
Yeah. Okay, that so is basically insane. We have been listening to the opinion of somebody who honestly wasn't as informed as they should have been.
Yeah.
According to Latu, it wasn't handled in the right way. Right. And it was during COVID. So obviously some of that stuff, like, they couldn't do the physical examination at that point.
Yeah.
So it's basically just like, it's kind of like a diagnosis without knowing what the true issue is.
Yeah.
And so I think that's interesting that he not only said that was the case, but he even said this was not the right way. It was not handled the right way. So that is very intriguing. And
very intriguing.
And that makes me, again, feel like, all right, so all the Twitter doctors think they know what they're talking about. Even the medical professional here, apparently, didn't know what he was talking about when it came to the full, you know, complete opinion of it. I mean, you could give an opinion and say, yeah, I mean, based off of what you said, I think this should be something you should do. And, you know, the medical thing, you know, not clearing him, was that more about, we just can't get you in to see like a physical examination.
And so we don't want to risk it. Understanding.
Right. Yeah. We don't want to risk it with you and tell you to go out there and play. And it could be worse than we thought. We don't know. That's so interesting. Wow. That's good to know. That's really good to know.
Two more, Jake and then Raven.
Yeah. So Coach Eddie, he's got like the entire Colts defensive line right now. Don't forget another one. How much has he talked to you about the guys that are already in this building? Like, what do you have any expectations of working with those guys?
Well, shoot, I'm going to be looking up to Quiddy Pay a lot. I've been able to train with him, with Coach Eddie, and just learn a lot from him and take out from him. And then yesterday I had asked about his vitamin supplement plan. So he put me on that. And so I just can't wait to get in the building. I look up to a lot of those dudes, and, you know, I want to show them what I can do as well.
And again, congratulations, Leatu. So kind of going back to that connection with Quiddy, did y'all ever talk about the possibility of playing with one another, or does this come as a bit of a shock? And then kind of as a follow-up to that, like reaching out to him, are there any things you want to talk to him about in terms of adjusting to the pro game from college?
Yeah, so it was a shock, really. I mean, we didn't talk about it too much. We would just be training together and talking about, you know, pass rush and how to critique our game. But, I mean, it was a shock for sure. I wasn't, you know, it's crazy. And then just being able to know that, you know, he's over there and I know him, and just the comfortability, it's a big piece for me. And being able to pick up, you know, little tips and tendencies from him, and, you know, how the program works and how everything, you know, goes, I think that's a real big upside to me.
All right, there you go. Wow. All right. So very great stuff there from Latu. We've talked about that a little bit already. We'll go ahead and we'll have some more videos on this coming up. Some good information there. And we'll continue to get more as the draft process goes through. But that's going to do it for this one, guys. Give us your thoughts on this. This is a very good, interesting tidbits there from Ballard and Latu. But let us know your guys' thoughts. Thank you so much for all the support. And as always, guys, go Colts.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.